Yeah, I'm going to talk about the thoughts here soon, because the thought life is really where it's at. If you're aware of your thoughts, you really can do some serious growth, you know, because you take your thought and you compare it with scripture, you know. You know, you might call it a feeling or whatever. The word imagination goes back to mind, the mind. Because the word imagination goes back to taking objects in your mind and shaping them, right? And if you really unfold how the different ways the word imagination branches off, if you take the branches of imagination, you're gonna see a holographic truth about imagination. But as you look at it, just the surface, just thinking about it, your imagination manipulates images, right? So I did an experiment last night. Yeah, I did an experiment last night. Before I talk about that experiment, though, I want to tell you something. So I work around this lady who's probably my age, a little bit older. And it's a black lady, and I'm white. But we have the same last name. So somewhere along the line, we have the same bloodline, somewhere down the line. Now, when people are dealing with her, there's all the, she's got these like invisible walls up, you know? You know, and you're just trying to just be friendly with her, and she's got all these walls up, right? And I told my boss, I said, I know what, we have the same bloodline. I live the very thing she lives. I'm able to see it though, you know, I'm able to laugh at it and see it. And it's the bloodline. I know what she's doing. There's like a fortress of law. There's like these walls up like 6 inches thick, and there's like 50 of them. The fortress of walls around her. And it's hard to be friends with somebody like that, right? Because they got all these walls up. Anyway, it's a trip. What was I talking about just now? Because I wanted to document how the bloodline, you can overcome these things. You have to work on it. But when you see it when you see the very thing that you have dealt with in other people of the same bloodline, the same name, same last name, you look back and you say, yeah, I used to be really like that. And there's a tendency to go to the extreme, you know, but you have to catch yourself, you know. It's almost like it's like the edge of paranoia. There's like concrete, steel, thick walls of keeping you from it's actually the walls are keeping you from paranoia, really. Keep you from falling into that, I guess. Anyway, my point is, when you're aware of your inner man, you can actually overcome, right? You can overcome stuff. Why do you respond in anger? Why do you respond in poor, pitiful me? Why are you trying to get somebody to rescue you all the time? Why are you trying to get somebody to save you? Why are you trying to be the center of attention? Why, if you're aware of these things, why is it all about you? You know, if you're a narcissist, listen to me. And it's all about you. You think it's all about you. No, it ain't. It's all about Jesus. And I know it's hard for a narcissist to wake up to that, but it's not about you. You might even think that I'm speaking to you right now. I'm not. I'm speaking in general terms. I'm not speaking to anybody right now. I'm not speaking to you, narcissist. You might think I'm talking to you, but I'm not. I'm just talking in general. I don't even know who's going to listen to this. So, aware of your inner man will allow you to grow exponentially, if you're willing. But if you want to stay in your little whatever it is that you want to call it, that's fine. It's your choice. And it's not about being introspective in a way that I'm a bad bat and beating yourself up. I'm not talking about that. Because Jesus paid it all. See, here's the thing that people don't realize. They feel like if they look at their heart and they see things that need to change, they might start beating themselves up for it. Why would you want to do that? Jesus already paid it all. Yeah, but I got problems with my temper. Okay, you admitted it. Now read the verse, figure it out. Figure out why. But when somebody brings it up, why do you get all in a defensive mode and poor pit like a wet rug or something? Like you're all sad about it and you're all depressed about it. Why are you depressed about it? Jesus already paid. He's changing you. You know, the Holy Spirit's changing you. You know what I mean? And then other people around you will try to make you feel bad, but you know, let's say you do have a personality issue. It is what it is, you know. If you're aware of it, praise God. If you're not, God will make you aware of it. Through the pressure, the life pressure, life will push you to know, to pay attention to your personality issue, you know. And you can run from it. You can hide and run and scream and shout and break the mirror and blame everybody else and project it onto somebody else. It's not me. It's everybody else. It's everybody else. I'm not the mean one. You are. I'm not the bitter one. You are. I'm not the sarcastic one. You are. I'm not the... You can do that, but why not just admit it and get healed from it? Because everybody's been under MK Ultra. I got sidetracked on what I was going to talk about. Everybody's been under MK Ultra mind control, you know? Everybody. Because you're born in it. Think about it. You come out of the womb, being pushed into this place. The mama has to push you, and you have to go through this little small opening, the canal, and they come out, and you can't breathe, and the doctor has to hit you on the bottom side. So as soon as you come in this place, you get hit. And as soon as you come in this place, you can't even breathe. You come in not breathing, and you leave not breathing. That's a trip, ain't it? You come into this world being hit, and you go out being hit, probably car wreck or something like that. Or hit by something, blindsided by something you didn't expect, you know? You come in and you get spanked, and you go out and you get hit. So why not improve your inner man? Because everybody's got issues that they need to work on, you know? Why not admit it instead of being prideful about it? Be a better person.